Yeah,
it's just a really.
So tell me a little bit about your first experience here at Sweetgrass. From what I've heard, you found success last year. Before we talk about your play last year, just leading into the tournament, what were you hearing about Sweetgrass, about the Island Resort Championship, and did it live up to expectations?
I heard lots of great things, that it's a challenging golf course. It can be a rewarding one. It's demanding on certain par threes, or intimidating, and to come weather prepared. You never know what you're going to get out here. But despite it being a challenging place in the world to get to travel-wise, the golf course is awesome. So it definitely lived up to it. I think even more. The condition that I experienced it in was amazing. So I would say better.
I guess just talk about the golf course itself, you know, mm-hmm. what makes it unique, what do you like about the golf course, what are some challenges?
Yeah, the green complexes are good, like you have to hit good shots to hold certain tiers. The par fives, they're risk reward. So for me, I'm a long hitter, so I can get to them in two on a good day. And yeah, it doesn't need particularly special golf, it just needs some good golf and good putting.
I know you're looking to return and find similar success last year. Talk about how that felt, you know, your first cut to make and mm-hmm. things like that. Just talk about how you were feeling.
Yeah, I think previous to Sweetgrass, I'd missed my first three cuts as a professional. It's just like, how am I going to do this? And then on the second day of the tournament, I looked at the leaderboard and I just finished going birdie par, and that pulled me back into the cut line. So I was super excited. And yeah, so I'm looking forward to hopefully doing a lot more of the same for that next year. But with having some experience on it this time, hopefully have some better results.
And I know you're focused on golf itself, but the Island Resort and Casino provides really good amenities for you mm-hmm. and your players, and it's all kind of centralized here in one area. Just talk about that and just how that makes it easier on the players.
Yeah, having a place we can stay at that's at the golf course, easy to get to. I mean, we have long days, we're out there all day, so if we can just roll up into our rooms and get some downtime, it's awesome. I mean, the casino is fun. We can go, that's where I learned how to play blackjack for my first time. The girls were showing me how to do all of that. Not very good at it. Anyways, so that's awesome. And then the community here is really supportive and engaging, and it makes it more the merrier.
How cool is it just to return, knowing the success you had last year and knowing this will be your second year back?
Yeah, it's cool coming back to a place, you sort of see how much you've maybe grown and developed. But like I said, coming back to a place that's familiar, you can make some maybe different plays. It's also exciting. I had some great memories here from last year. I stayed with my good friend. I remember there was a huge rain delay, and we were trying to figure out what to do. We went downtown and killed some time. So I'm looking forward to coming back here.
What other fond memories did you make? You mentioned that, but any other ones that stick out, maybe even outside of golf?
I was very, very much like a rookie. I was sort of nervous to be around all the girls. They're all really good and intimidating, so I just remember seeing them all in the range and thinking, how am I going to get good like that? So that was a big memory that I had. And then I went to a really cool vintage store down the street and got some cool rings, and I loved the Anytime Fitness gym that they had. That was a big deal. We travel a lot, so you never know what you're going to get. And yeah, so it was all the surprises there that were nice.
After your first year, what did you, now thinking of this course being, you know, the one that you made your first cut, mm-hmm. when you reflect on it after all the courses that you played, why does this one stick out?
I think, like I said, it's challenging in sort of the right way. Sometimes golf courses are challenging in gimmicky ways, like this is a good golf course. I like that the weather is challenging for me. I'm from Canada, so it's an advantage. I'm like, let it pour, let it breeze, make it happen. So I look forward to that. And it's fun. Like, you can do something great here. You can go low here. It demands good golf. So yeah, looking forward to seeing what it brings out of me.
How cool is it that, you know, this venue supports the Epson Tour so much, mm-hmm. and you know, supports you guys on your journey to hopefully get to the LPGA?
Yeah, it's a really big deal. I think for a lot of us, we do this not only because it's our career, but we like to make an impact on others and connect with communities. So having them come out makes our work feel important and valued. And it's all about the people that you meet along the way. So yeah, the community makes a huge deal.
You talked about going birdie, birdie, par. Is there a favorite hole that you have, and what's the most challenging hole that you played?
Great memory. I would say one of my favorite holes is 7. It's a long par 3. I remember I hit like a really good 4-iron into there. It was cold and windy. I had a great 4-iron, and then I sunk this like 35-foot putt, and it was like the first putt I made all that day. So love that hole. Super challenging. And then I think 18 is a great hole. You know, there's water. Visually, it's intimidating, and there's the grandstands in the back there, so you have the nerves of the spectators, and I'd say that's probably my favorite hole. And I like a par 5. You can rip a driver and do something with it, or maybe you have to scramble.
I guess just anything else you're looking forward to, anything about the area you like, or anything
about this? I'm looking forward to going to Zip Pictured Rocks National Park. Michigan so far has been one of my favorite states to travel to. I love that there's the water, like Superior is right there, and some of the restaurants are beautiful. So I'm looking forward to hopefully having more time to hang out in the area. Once I got here, I wanted to check it out more and get to know more of the people who are out here too. So yeah. And play really good golf. That's always what we want to do.
What would it mean for you to win a tournament like this?
It's definitely life-changing. Like, truly, like a good week on Epson Tour can help you get your card. So it'd mean a lot. It's a tough road, and being reaffirmed that you are doing the right things, you are good enough, all of this, we question it at times. So it would be a big deal.